For Grace Flott, who's from Spokane, going to Paris to study was a dream come true.
I was really excited to leave. Paris is the city of light, the most romantic city in the world.
And when she arrived in August of 2010, it more than met her expectations. She went to classes, visited museums, and found a roommate, another girl from the States, to share a tiny Parisian apartment with. Then, on April 13th, everything changed. She and her roommate were with a group at another friend's apartment. Suddenly, there was a loud bang.
And my friend gets up and opens the door and looks into the hallway on the fourth floor, and there's, like, smoke just gushing into the room.
People started to panic. Grace couldn't see or breathe.
I could feel my skin start to burn and my clothing start to burn.
They moved towards the window, the only source of fresh air. There was no fire escape. From the fourth floor, she and the others jumped. When Grace came to in the courtyard below, she was in excruciating pain.
And then I saw my roommate Jasmine, and she was just laying on her back on the ground.
Jasmine Janshahi died, along with three other students. Grace spent months in the hospital and over a year in rehabilitation. But she did return to school at the UW, and she came back determined to get school study abroad programs to focus more attention on safety, to go beyond the standard warnings about pickpockets and drinking water. For example, she says it never dawned on her that France wouldn't have stringent fire safety codes.
We have such amazing safety standards in the U.S. that when you go to Western Europe, you kind of assume that it's going to be the same.
But as Grace learned, that wasn't the case. She's now working with a foundation founded by her late roommate's family. Together, they're pushing colleges to educate students about the need to check out fire codes and know what emergency numbers to call in a foreign country. And another thing.
Just having a smoke detector in your apartment could save your life.
Grace says it's something study abroad programs could provide each student for about $20 apiece. Paula Wissel, KPLU News.